This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, the latest on Netflix and the hackers who attempted to extort thousands of dollars from them, tens of thousands of dollars. We'll tell you what their response was. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've already talked a little bit about the ransomware that has been striking around the world, demanding Bitcoin from victims of the ransomware, which locks down people's computer, and you can't get to your files. They've been encrypted. If you don't pay them X amount of dollars in Bitcoin, then the files stay locked, and then they might just destroy them. So, and if you wait too long, then they demand $600 worth of Bitcoin. That's happening out there, so be aware of that. Make sure you update your computer systems as soon as possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if somebody put together a mercenary force and went in and shot up those people.
Problem is, it's hard to find who they are.
Sure is.
Because Bitcoin can be used anonymously, although they are watching the wallets to which the Bitcoin has been sent. Because remember, Bitcoin is a public ledger, and so it's possible to track where the money is being sent to. And it would also be possible to track to see where it is sent from when it gets to that wallet. So right now, these hackers that are infecting the world, all kinds of organizations, everything from the National Health Service to FedEx, some of them, you know, their computers have been infested with this particular virus. And you know, so people are paying close attention to this particular money. Now, there are Bitcoin mixing services that can help obscure the destination of Bitcoin that is sent. But in theory, it may be possible to still follow Bitcoin through the mixing services. I'm not sure exactly how all of that works. But you can better believe that some of the best sort of Bitcoin forensics types are watching very carefully on this. And if that Bitcoin gets sent somewhere and, you know, used to purchase something, they might think that it's being bought by the hackers themselves. So
I'll tell you what, the white hat hackers, those guys, the good guys out there that are keeping eye on those things, they truly do run the internet, and the rest of us just get to hang out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, white hat hackers.
So let's go to the phones to the fun. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, whether you want to talk about the girl who wants to join the Boy Scouts, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Alex Jones. We've talked about all that so far, but anything goes here on Free Talk Live. Vincent in Georgia, listening to WVFT out of Tallahassee. Hey, Vincent.
Hey, how you doing? Actually, I'm out of Fort Benning, Georgia. I'm in the Army.
Right.
I am a chapter editor for the Georgia's Fathers' Rights Movement. I'm actually driving out to one of the other editor's houses because he's going through a divorce, and his car got repossessed last week. He's getting evicted Monday. He lost his job, and it's just a really rough time, so I'm going out there for moral support. And all I heard when I switched to your station was everybody talking about child custody. I was recently voted on by the board of directors to be the assistant regional director for the Southeast. We're actually trying to raise awareness for equal parenting. We're going to have a Father's Day rally in the Capitol in Georgia for Father's Day. I did send Alex a message, and I welcome Alex Jones.
All right.
Yeah, I welcomed him to the party, but I didn't get a response back because
I imagine it's a party people don't want to be welcomed to. You know.
Well, and also I'm sure Alex Jones gets a lot of email. The guy's huge on the internet. He's huge, so it's hard to. You know, once you get to a certain point, you probably have to hire someone to handle your email for you. And, you know, so then even if you hear back, it may not actually be from Alex himself.
Probably.
I've been following. My dad had me listening to him, you know, over 15 years ago. So I'm well aware of him. I did email as many people as possible. But, I just was going to comment on that because I wanted to reach out to him, you know, and sort of expose our nonprofit to him so he could maybe raise awareness. But that's about all I have to say.
What was the name of the organization? Because I know there are a multitude of fathers' rights groups. Which one was yours?
Absolutely. And the one thing we don't need is another group. Everybody needs to consolidate. But it's the Fathers' Rights Movement. And each state has a chapter, and we actually...
That's what it's called? It's called Fathers' Rights Movement? That's what the organization is called?
The Fathers' Rights Movement.
The Fathers' Rights Movement, okay.
And then whatever your state is, you would... Of Georgia, or okay. Of Florida.
Vincent, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for, the awareness. I appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Fathers' Rights Groups, as I understand it, I'm not a father, they were formed because, basically, dads get screwed in these government courts. They get screwed a lot. In ways that, you know, are just obviously not fair to anybody who's an observer.
It certainly doesn't, yeah. I mean, it seems like I've heard so many stories out there where fathers just don't get their fair shake. I mean, you know, in many cases, I think a lot of dads don't want full custody of the kid, right? There's a lot of them that don't. But, you know, a lot of them do, and they feel like the mothers are bad and that sort of thing.
And I'm sure there's plenty of bad dads out there, too, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that just as many. Yeah. The problem is that many times in family court, you have these people that sort of make the decisions for the judge. They give their advice, that kind of thing.
Don't they call them guardian ad litems out here?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're the same name everywhere.
I don't either, but, you know, they're friends of the court, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, these people tend to be the same gals that, you know,
frequently feminists.
Well, you could use that term if you want. Yeah. I don't know, but they're going to be the ones that are at the women's shelter and that sort of thing. They often, you know, if they're motivated to go into family court, what's the reason? Right? Yeah. If they're motivated to be a friend of the court, what's the reason they're motivated?
There's a guy here in the local area who's one of the fathers' rights activists, Ed Bryans, and he pointed out that there's this organization, I think it's like Monadnock Center for Violence Prevention or something like that, and they work pretty much exclusively with women, which is strange because, you know, plenty of men are victims of female-on-male violence.
Well, even so, more men are victims of violence generally. So if you're going to make an organization, call it a Center for Violence Prevention, you should be working with men, right?
As well, yeah.
Not just as well, but, like, if men are the majority victims of violence, then you would think that they would be...
Well, a lot of it goes unreported. A lot of
I'm not talking about female-on-male violence.
This organization is about domestic violence.
But they didn't say domestic violence. They said violence prevention.
But it's about domestic violence.
Fine.
So that's what, as I understand it.
All this is duplicity. That's the point I'm trying to make here, Ian. It's not that I don't, you know, I don't want men hitting women, but I just want people to be clear. This is the Organization for Domestic Violence of Men Against Women.
That's what it is.
Big, hairy, knuckled ape draggers bashing their girlfriends in the face. That's this organization. You can start your own organization where, you know, guys, little guys get hit in the face with a frying pan. You can have your own organization, but to call yourself the Center for Violence Prevention and you don't even care, you're not even interested in men, that's duplicitous.
They have like a walk thing. I don't know how long it is.
Sure, the walk in her shoes.
Yeah, called walk in her shoes, and it's like, well, and his point was, well, why not call it the walk in their shoes or his in her shoes? Because, again, a lot of men are victims of domestic violence.
But if you even bring this up, you're some kind of throwback men's rights movement kind of whatever, and I don't intend to be that at all. All I'm trying to do is sit here on the outside and look at things.
Let's talk to Cognitive Dissonant or Dissident, on Skype. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind? Where are you calling from, by the way?
Somewhere in the United States.
Okie doke.
I was wanting to talk about Bitcoin and the Bitcoin scaling debate a little bit.
Yeah, well, let's make sure that we can update our listeners as to what all this is about, because there's obviously people here who are not particularly familiar with Bitcoin. Maybe they just heard about Bitcoin in the recent news coverage of this ransomware. And this is not the kind of news coverage you want Bitcoin to receive, but it is a world currency and it can be used somewhat anonymously. And so therefore, We shouldn't be surprised when criminal elements do adopt it, just as they've adopted cash in the past. So stand by, Cognitive Dissident. We'll bring you back here in a moment. And you can join us here as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin's civil war continues as the price has been rising. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And, of course, I do want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. We're about to talk a little bit about the latest with the Bitcoin civil war, the ugly underbelly of the wonderful cryptocurrency. We're going to get into that, but it's Bitcoin is not the only cryptocurrency out there. Bitcoin was just the first one. There have now been hundreds others developed since then, and there are several of them that are in the top rankings, like the top 10 or so. And not all of them are in Jax, but a bunch of them are. Jax is a multi-crypto wallet. You can get yours at Jax.io or your Google or Apple App Store. It's JAXX.io. It can hold Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and a few more. You can go there. And also, once you download and install Jax, they've got a Shapeshift integration in the wallet that allows you to move from one crypto to another. So if you have Bitcoin, but you want to get some Ether because you've been seeing the price going up of Ether and you think, I kind of want to have both of these things. You can change your Bitcoin into Ether, and you don't even have to leave the Jax wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. They made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It is Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. As we go back to Cognitive Dissonant, or Dissident, rather, on the line with us here on Skype. So, Cognitive, you wanted to comment on this situation that involves Bitcoin. To sort of sum it up for our listeners who are uninitiated, Bitcoin is what?
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, decentralized, apolitical currency.
When you say decentralized, that means that unlike a bank or a government that traditionally has issued currency, Bitcoin exists on thousands of computers all around the world, and it can't be shut down. It can't be stopped by a government, for instance. And so some governments aren't too happy about that, but that's not really the problem. The problem is within Bitcoin, there is some division within the community of Bitcoin supporters. For a long time, they had seemed very united and, you know, moving Bitcoin ahead and continuing to make it the most successful cryptocurrency on Earth. But now they are bitterly divided between one side that wants to, what they believe, stay true to Satoshi Nakamoto's vision, the person who created Bitcoin. No one knows who it is. It's an anonymous individual or group of individuals. They want to stay true to that vision, or at least that's what they believe. So they've launched a competing platform called Bitcoin Unlimited, and they're trying to convince the Bitcoin miners to flip over to their platform. And if enough of those miners do, then Bitcoin will go in that direction. If they aren't successful, the core team, the main developers of Bitcoin, want it to go in a different direction. They're trying to push what they call segregated witness, which is a new set of code for Bitcoin that would hopefully allow it to scale more efficiently. And of course, that's what the Bitcoin Unlimited people are saying that they're trying to do, is scale it, but just in a different way by raising the block size, which, again, all of this is technical jargon. But essentially, there's a very stark division in the ranks of the Bitcoin folks. And right now, neither side looks like it's taking a real strong lead. Bitcoin Unlimited, I just actually looked at the numbers a few moments ago. They do seem to be doing a little bit better than the segregated witness crowd, and they don't have as far to go because they have to get like 70% adoption, but the segregated witness has to get 95%. So neither of them are close. None of them are above 45% at the moment. So go ahead with your thoughts on all that.
Well, I'd like to preface this by saying that I'm not a super technical person. And
that's good, because most of our listeners are not.
I don't have much skin in the game. I've been following Bitcoin for about 5 years, and so I'm not sure which side is technically correct. And you guys run Bitcoin Unlimited, is that correct?
I am running Bitcoin Unlimited here on the studio computer, but we're not miners, so ultimately it doesn't really matter from what I can tell. Because from my understanding, and again, you know, I'm sure there's some Bitcoin wizard that could correct us if we're wrong. From my understanding, only what the miners decide to do as far as adopting new code provisions is what matters. The people who are just running the wallet, the graphical user interface wallet that we are here, that's not really a factor.
Well, I was wondering what you guys thought about the several bugs that have been found in Bitcoin Unlimited that knocked a bunch of nodes offline.
So are these the bugs that were found some months ago?
There was one recently, I heard.
Yeah, there was one a couple days ago, I think.
Why don't you tell me about it?
Like I said, I'm not a super technical person.
Yeah, I heard that one was found, Mark. I heard that from Michael, who calls us from New Hampshire from time to time.
Yeah,
and he pays close attention to
I bet
matters.
He does. I've heard these things. I haven't had problems running the software. I've run it at home for a couple of years now, or at least a year. And
what, Unlimited?
Yeah, like a year, I think. I certainly set it up sometime in 2016.
Yeah.
And
this whole conflict has been going on for years, and Bitcoin Unlimited is the newest version of the attempt to sort of change things. I mean, there's bugs in all kinds of software. I mean, I remember reading an article about the Bitcoin Core software, which is the competitor to Bitcoin Unlimited, the sort of the mainstream competitor, that there's bugs in that software too.
Uh-huh. And do you guys know anything about the user-activated software?
No, I don't know anything about that. What is that?
That's something that the Core supporters are proposing to get the nodes to stop accepting transactions that don't signal SegWit, which would force a soft fork without miner support, I guess, basically.
Okay.
It sounds kind of dangerous to me.
The soft fork doesn't sound as dangerous. I mean, for those that don't know, the hard fork is the dangerous thing out there when it comes to Bitcoin. But honestly, the best I can tell is that, the scenarios out here, it seems like Bitcoin's going to make it through. There's an argument.
I don't know, man. The fees are going crazy.
Well, the worst part is the argument. If we could just get people to agree on something, because
they're
Bitcoin,
not.
Bitcoin,
they're dug in.
Bitcoin Unlimited doesn't preclude the segregated witness. You can put segregated witness on the Bitcoin
platform.
That's true,
but they're not doing that.
They're not. It seems like the regular old Bitcoin Core is a more stable platform, but the people who are putting it together have had years to negotiate, and they choose not to do that. This is a war.
It doesn't look like either side wants to come to the table.
Going to the table, what does that mean? When you keep going to the table and the other side keeps saying the same thing, there's no reason to go to the table. The problem is
I don't think either side wants to even start having a conversation at this point.
You've got these developers, and they don't have the they're not business people. They're not ready to negotiate. And what you've got to do is you've got to bring the hammer down on these people. And the fact is that the transaction fees are going to have to go to $20 before people realize it's going to kill the currency. Like, that's the choice here.
Yeah.
We can come to the table or we can kill the currency.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm as confident as you that Bitcoin's going to pull through this. I mean, I hope
there's
it does.
There's a lot of great other great cryptocurrencies out there.
Cognitive Dissident, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll continue to keep our eye on things here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, we can talk about the Netflix hack attempt. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The Bitcoin price has been going back up. It had hit a record high of about $1,850 per Bitcoin. Incredible. Just shot up over the last few months and jumped down a little bit yesterday, and it's been going back up throughout the day today. All of this while there's a nasty, ugly civil war happening on the underbelly of the Bitcoin currency. On its face, you know, Bitcoin looks fine. The price looks great. It's going up. People are excited about that. But I can tell you that when it comes time to spend it, that excitement can wash away when you see the fees that that are charging. And I just recently spent, you know, $2 to send a little bit of Bitcoin somewhere. It was a 50 cents on a dollar of Bitcoin. I sent a dollar's worth of Bitcoin. It was a 50 cent fee on that. And that's on the low side of the fees these days. It's more typical that you'll see 75 cent or $1 fees. And for those of us who've been around for a long time, this is unacceptable.
Right. These aren't bearer bonds, for goodness sake. I mean, they were supposed to be an international borderless cryptocurrency, the banking for the people, you know, all that idea.
It is that.
And I have to say that I agree with, and I have no problem agreeing with Bitcoin, the Bitcoin Unlimited crowd, that that Bitcoin is being perverted into something that it wasn't intended to be by Satoshi Nakamoto. I think that that's 100% clear. Now, you know, I've been told, well, yeah, but it's a better idea to do this. And maybe that's true. I couldn't say.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, I'm not a programmer, so I can't audit any of these ideas. I can't, you know, have any clue as to how effective segregated witness or Bitcoin Unlimited are.
When you think about all these other cryptocurrencies, Monero, Dash, and just there's thousands of them out there.
Yeah.
Explain to me why, Ian, I'm going to want to use Bitcoin in the future when transaction fees are going to be significantly lower for these other cryptocurrencies. Why is Bitcoin going to stay high?
That's why I'm so surprised that it's doing as well as it is.
Yeah,
I just don't, it's just so good at what it does for the most part. I think it's still kind of coasting on that. It's still coasting on its first to the market.
Right, first
everybody
to the market.
Everybody knows its name. And it's more penetrated into merchant acceptance. So
it's got
Bitcoin is
hundreds of times the penetration in as far as merchant acceptance and that sort of thing. And there are many, many really brilliant minds out there that are working on this and say that they're not interested in other cryptocurrencies. But how long till they change their mind?
Yeah, I can tell you one thing. I spend Bitcoin here in Keene, New Hampshire when I can to support the businesses here that are accepting Bitcoin. But if the fees go up too much, and they're up too much to where I don't think the average person would even consider doing what I'm doing, I'm getting to the point where I'm getting sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
And that's a real shame, because I'm one of the Bitcoin evangelists
out there, right?
Out there.
Here.
Yeah, and it's getting harder and harder to want to recommend it to
this
people.
This is the show that essentially launched Bitcoin, according to the former head developer and a guy named... launched it. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, we weren't first, but we got it that initial boost into the atmosphere that gave it the opportunity to go further. I mean, you know, we were there, and we love Bitcoin, but it's not looking great.
Yeah, I don't love it as much anymore, unfortunately. I love the idea of it. I love cryptocurrency, and I know that cryptocurrency is here to stay. Whether Bitcoin is going to be staying at the top is
another
question.
The developers of Bitcoin get to choose.
Yeah.
The miners of Bitcoin get to choose. Do you want Bitcoin to be here in the future? And if so, what are you going to do about it?
Or do you want it to go the way of the Model T?
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, the Model T was a fantastic car. But how many people
compared
were
to a horse and carriage?
Indeed. Yeah. It was a groundbreaking technology. Henry Ford brought cars to the people. Now, the fact is that technology moved beyond it. You can upgrade your cars. Ford's still here. Bitcoin. Ford is still around. Bitcoin.
That's true.
Be Ford, or you can be the Dusseldorf. You know, pick.
So there you go. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's talk about Netflix here as Bitcoin crosses the $1,800 mark right now on Bitcoin Average. Netflix and other technology news. Did you hear that they got hacked, Mark?
I did.
Did you hear that the hackers had apparently not, I guess not technically, they didn't hack Netflix. They hacked one of their production companies, so they hire out post-production to some other corporation, and then they do their editing work and all that. And so the hacking group calling itself the Dark Overlord,
the Iron Fist of Darkness,
has tried and failed so far, according to TechDirt.com, to extort Netflix and several other companies after stumbling onto a server of unreleased content. TDO was apparently able to compromise the servers of an audio post-production company by the name of Larson Studios. Among the content acquired from the hackers were 10 episodes of the as-yet-unreleased new season of the popular Netflix show Orange is the New Black, which isn't supposed to see full release until June. Outside of some free advertising in the news media and some wasted calories, the group's efforts don't appear to have culminated in much.
Right. They've done a great job of promoting a series that, you know, may have peaked already.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks.
Right. Yeah, the series got some news coverage because of their efforts here. At first, the hacking group did try to extort the post-production company, which did not succeed. The group claims that Larson did originally agree to pay 50 Bitcoin, which at the time of this writing was around $67,000 worth of Bitcoin, to prevent the release of the compromised content. But then they didn't follow through on the payment after their December 31st deadline. Torrent Freak claims they were shown a copy of a contract purportedly signed by Larson Studios, but the group claims that while the contract was printed, signed, scanned, and returned to them, Larson got cold feet about paying up. Isn't that strange that the hack group would actually make them, you know, try to make them sign a contract saying that they would pay the ransom.
We're really mad that they didn't pay our ransom the way we wanted them to.
The hacking group then shifted its attention to try to get Netflix to pay up to avoid public release of the episodes. After apparently getting no initial response from the giant streaming company, the hacking group announced on Twitter that they had leaked its first episode in the new, as yet unreleased, fifth season of Orange is the New Black.
That's the nice thing about stealing the whole season. You can just release one at a time. It's like chopping off one digit of the finger each. Yeah, you don't want to. You want me to chop another digit of the finger off, do you?
When Netflix didn't respond to that, the group proceeded to release 10 episodes of the show's 13-episode season and an already deleted message in Payspin claiming Netflix would lose significantly more money if the company didn't pay up. They say, quote, "It didn't have to be this way, Netflix. You're going to lose a lot more money in all of this than what our modest offer was. We're quite ashamed to breathe the same air as you. We figured a pragmatic business..." This is hilarious. "Such as yourselves would see and understand the benefit of cooperating with a reasonable and merciful entity like ourselves."
These people are extortionists.
Yes.
They're talking like reasonable and merciful.
Netflix's
pound sold your butt, you pimply-faced dork.
Yeah. Netflix's response was, quote, "We are aware of the situation. A production vendor used by several major TV studios had its security compromised, and the appropriate law enforcement authorities are involved," unquote. So, as they point out here, that's a notably calmer and more reasoned response than you usually see from traditional Hollywood operations after a leak. And it's in large part because Netflix knows it's extremely unlikely their users are going to cancel their subscription just because an early partial leak of the show's upcoming fifth season.
That's true. I mean, you know, what's Netflix really losing out on? There's no commercial time in Orange is the New Black, is there?
No, I don't think Netflix sells spot time.
I don't think they do that. Tell you Amazon Prime doesn't.
Yeah,
I listen.
That's not their business model. They're like, you know, HBO.
They're a subscription service.
They're like HBO and Showtime, just they don't have to rely on cable networks to deliver their content.
Right.
And so Netflix goes straight to the customer.
I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad these jerks aren't going to be able to extort anybody. Just the very fact that they're attempting to is offensive.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix should have just been like, go ahead. I mean, Netflix probably could have just gone ahead and released it early themselves if they wanted to.
That's like, probably what they should have done.
Oh, yeah? We'll beat you to it. Here you go.
Yep. They probably should have just released it all.
Because that's what they do, by the way. They've got the new model where they release all the episodes at once. They don't feed it out over week after week like the old networks do. 855, 450, free, like Freedom. Join us here. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got Skype. You can Skype in here and join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about Health Excellence Select.com. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and again, you've got to take responsibility for your own health care services. You can't expect the government to fix all the problems that they've created. They're going to, you know, probably try to pass something, and maybe it'll tweak a thing here or there, but ultimately it's not going to overhaul the system. It's not going to get the government out of health care, which is really what's causing all the problems in the first place. So what do? Well, you don't have to get health insurance. I know they want you to think that, but you don't have to. There are other options, and Health Excellence Select is one of them. HealthExcellenceSelect.com is a healthcare sharing organization, and they'll give you access to a proactive health assessment daily, if you'd like, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, plus a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Doctors including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You can check them out now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Netflix, with the new television series Orange is the New Black, or the new season of that series, has been leaked unexpectedly by a production company that got hacked by a group calling themselves the Dark Overlord. And the Dark Overlord has tried and failed at extorting Netflix into paying up $67,000 to them, claiming that if they didn't pay, that they would release the episodes that they had hacked, which they have apparently done at this point. And Netflix basically just shrugged and didn't really do anything about it.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, is it really going to hurt them? Because right now, there's a bunch of people that watch their stuff through the crackers and the hack groups or whatever.
Yeah.
They download torrents.
You don't have to pay, what is it? I don't know what it is.
$10 a month for Netflix?
Is it $10 a month for Netflix?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
All I know is that, you know, my mother pays in cable something like $100 a month.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And she gets a lot, you know, she gets to watch what she wants to watch, and that's great. I don't begrudge
that. I bet you she probably don't watch more than 5 or 10 channels out of the 200 or 300 or whatever.
Because the old model of cable and satellite is being replaced by the new model of, you know, internet-delivered television.
Right.
But you don't have to pay the $10 a month. You can watch a lot of different shows if you hunt around hard enough on the internet. But
it's time consuming.
It's right. It costs time to do that.
It takes some level of experience and expertise.
For me, we have Amazon Prime at my house, and you know, I use their service, and I think it's great. All the television I could ever possibly want is right there for consuming. Plus, we have we use the PlayStation 3. I know it's really old technology, but that's what we got.
Yeah.
A PlayStation 3, and we access YouTube or
it's still
Amazon
a fine
Prime
entertainment device
or Netflix through it.
Yep.
And, you know, that is all the television we could ever need, possibly want.
You couldn't possibly watch all that stuff.
We can't watch live sports. You have to go hunting around for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I used to watch live tennis a lot. But, I mean, you know, life's okay without it. Mm-hmm. If there's desperately a football or baseball game that I need to see, there's some sports bar in town that has it.
You can go there, sure.
And it's just, to me and my family, it's not worth it. I spend 10% what my mother spends on television.
Right.
And
you've got just as many hours that you can watch.
Right. Just no thank you.
So, yeah, things are changing quite a bit out there. And, again, Netflix has already snagged over almost 100 million users around the globe. So good for them at not being extorted by these pathetic hackers who are trying to, you know, extort them for $67,000. Because ultimately, you know, if you are somebody who's likely to download a torrent, if you're someone who's likely to get things through the hack groups, you may already not be a Netflix subscriber. So it's not like Netflix is really going to convert you into a subscriber just because these people have released or have or did not release
right.
These, you know, episodes. And as far as the people who use Netflix, they're using it because it's easy. You know, they go there, they click, they watch, and they don't have to worry about getting a DMCA notice from their cable company, because that'll happen. If you download enough torrents, eventually they're going to send a notice, because the recording industry and Motion Picture Association, they have companies they hire to look at the downloads of their movies and find the IP addresses and say, okay, well, we're going to contact this internet service provider and we're going to send a message saying, you better stop this or else. And then they send a message to the user saying, hey, look, somebody at your house was downloading some kind of illegal movie or whatever, and if you don't stop, we're going to shut your service off. So, I mean, the average person, once they receive a message like that, they're done. Even if they were trying the torrent route, they're going to stop right then. They're not going to go and learn about a VPN connection and then go and download a VPN and sign up for the VPN and, you know, learn how to connect to a server in some other country. And yeah, there's a lot of hoops you can jump through if you want to go and download a movie without paying the $10 a month for Netflix. But ultimately, the average person, the average Netflix user, this is not a crux issue for them. They're not, you know, deciding whether or not to continue their subscription on whether Netflix releases that series this month or in 4 weeks.
No.
So it's, you know,
really pretty irrelevant.
Ridiculous. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. David is in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you gentlemen today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening in, and I heard the Father's Rights Movement gentleman call in, and I as well am involved with the Father's Rights Movement.
All right.
I helped get their 501c3 designation from the Internal Revenue Service.
Is that for your state
and
branch,
or
is that for, like, the national version?
The national.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm in Virginia, and so I'm involved with the Virginia chapter and the national chapter, and I just wanted to just kind of chime in a little bit as to and add at what my colleague was saying. And the problem with family courts is it's like a witch hunt, a beauty pageant, and a political campaign all rolled into one.
Sounds right.
And that fathers, when they go to these courtrooms, the first thing that is taught in law school is that there's a winner and there's a loser. And we think that the legal profession has hijacked our families, and they relegate fathers to visitor status and a cash flow machine. And the number one social ill in this country is single-parent households, and family courts are contributing to the problem. And I just want to give you one example of how they do that.
Okay.
They suffer from something called confirmation bias. When a father and a mother can't agree on the raising of a children, you go into a courtroom, a judge gets to decide. The evidence doesn't matter. They've already made up their mind. They have an outcome already in their mind. And let me give you a great example of what happened to me. I had a guardian ad litem come to my home at Christmas time to inspect the house that my children were going to live in. The mother at Christmas time had decorated her house for Christmas. I also decorated my house for Christmas. Well, in the report to the judge, the guardian made no mention of my house being decorated for Christmas, but mentioned to the judge that the mother's house was decorated for Christmas.
So therefore, it's more friendly for children at the mother's house.
Well, they've already made up their mind. Anything that supports their foregone conclusion, they are going to focus in on. Anything that doesn't support their foregone conclusion, they will ignore. And so they first teach you at law school, the first day is that there's a winner and a loser, and we think if there was, we had collaborative divorces, children would benefit. And that's all I got to say. God bless you, Fathers' Rights Movement members out there. Keep up the fight. Never give up. All parents are created equal. Children need a mommy and a daddy, and I'll listen to your response to mine.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any argument that...
Yeah, there's nothing to really say.
You know, when it comes down to it...
Good job.
I think, you know, the best thing to do is to attempt to negotiate your divorce before the lawyers are involved. You should know when something's failing and begin to have those conversations is the best advice I can give.
Before things get really bad is what you're saying?
Right. I mean, you know, like bitterness and these kind of things, they build up over time.
Mm.
And as the separation occurs, obviously the sides begin to take place. And then, you know, there's people saying, hey, you should do this and you should do that. And then, you know, pretty soon, everybody's going to the mat, bare knuckle fighting.
All right, we got a full hour to go here. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What's going on over in North Korea with that U.S. citizen they kidnapped?
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.